From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Beth Richmond, reading Final Payment by Stephen F. Havel. Now let's begin with Final Payment, Chapter 1. Estelle Reyes Guzman's passenger leaned forward, enormous blue eyes wide with a mixture of apprehension and excitement.
"Oh my, isn't this something?"
County Manager Leona Spears whispered. The something was a spot where the U.S. Forest Service's two-track meandered close to the formidable, crumbling rim of Cap Mesa. For a few yards, no trees blocked the panoramic view of Posadas County, from the flat, barren reaches of the eastern prairie to the San Cristobal Mountains to the south and west. The mountains formed a natural barrier with neighboring Mexico. From this spot, Under-Sheriff Guzman could see the entire southern half of Posadas County, including the village of Posadas, which nestled on the mesa's flank below them. The road ducked back into the trees again, away from the mesa rim, and almost immediately they saw the flashing lights of the large, boxy EMT rescue unit 100 yards ahead. The ambulance was parked just off the narrow lane, and Estelle pulled her county SUV to a halt 12 yards behind it. "And this is only practice," she said. The comment elicited a groan from the county manager. Despite best efforts, they both knew that there was no way to guarantee safety in a 100-mile bicycle race through the county's roughest backcountry. To the competitors, of course, that was the attraction. In this instance, the emergency came 2 days before the race itself during a casual practice ride. Estelle could see activity 50 yards ahead through the trees, and she glanced across at the county manager. Leona, with her frilly white blouse, neatly tailored business suit, and stylish low-heeled shoes, was not dressed for the boonies.